This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Googling the implications of a deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Later today on Capitol Hill, a Senate subcommittee hears testimony about the proposed $3.1 billion merger of Google and DoubleClick. Privacy advocates and antitrust officials the world over have been looking at this deal. Marketplace's Steve Henn has this preview.
What happens if you cross Google with DoubleClick? Could a Google click destroy competition on the internet? Scott Cleland thinks so.
This merger really is different.
Cleland is a tech analyst and an expert witness at today's Senate hearing.
It's the most far-reaching, least understood, most important merger they've ever reviewed.
Why? Cleland says market power and privacy. The combined company would dominate internet search and display ads, and
Google DoubleClick would have more private information on more individuals in the world than any company or any entity in the history of the world.
But Tom Lennard at the Progress and Freedom Foundation, a right-leaning think tank, is unmoved.
The use of personal information to deliver advertising and marketing messages is good for consumers.
He says the more Google knows about you, the more well-suited the ads it puts before your eyeballs are. And really, what's wrong with that? In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And one more bit about Google's world domination. The Financial Times said this morning the company is going to increase its staff by a third, much of it in Europe. On second thought, we're not interested. Investors who'd planned to buy student lender giant Sallie Mae won out. The group says the $25 billion deal doesn't make sense anymore given current economic conditions. And on Wall Street Wednesday, reports that Warren Buffett had his eye on a stake in the faltering Bear Stearns made investors go wild. The Dow finished up 99 points to 13,878. The Nasdaq closed up 16 to 2699. And the S&P closed up 8 to 1525. As the UN holds meetings on climate change in New York this week and President Bush looks at how to curb emissions, today a Democratic congressman has his own idea on how to combat global warming. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Michigan's John Dingell thinks people who live in homes over 3,000 square feet shouldn't be able to deduct interest on their mortgage. He'd also hike the gasoline tax by 50 cents and add a surcharge to other fossil fuels. But insiders say the prospects of Dingell's so-called carbon tax are dimmer than an energy-saving light bulb. Carter Roberts is president of the World Wildlife Fund.
The right solution is a cap-and-trade system where we set a cap on future CO2 emissions and then create great flexibility in how we reach those targets.
Roberts says this approach encourages innovation that reduce emissions and don't inconvenience consumers. The idea is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill, where a cap-and-trade bill is in the works. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Hey, if there were even more McMansions in the world, what would happen? We have an online game that can help you figure that out. Go to our website, marketplace.org, and click on Consumer Consequences.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, representing America's public transportation industry, delivering 10 billion riders annually and working for an energy-independent America. PublicTransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring the Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October.
What do you do when you have so much money you don't know what to do with it? bring in an American entertainment giant and build an amusement park, a hotel, some movie theaters. Abu Dhabi is getting into the game with Warner Brothers. They've signed a deal to build that theme park and make Arabic language movies and video games in the cash-rich emirate. By the way, oil's back up over $81 a barrel today. Hey, and speaking of video games, you know that hyped-up Halo 3 that came out this week? It made $170 million in its first day of sales. That's not only a record for video game sales, it beats any opening day for Hollywood, too. Back now on the subject of world tourism. Few things have made shopping easier for foreign tourists than the ATM. Brett Neely went to a place where it may be easier for visitors to get money than to spend it.
Guatemala's currency is called the quetzal, named after the national bird. The biggest bill is 100 quetzals, a little more than $13. When you get money from an ATM, you wind up with a big stack of hundreds. And as tourists soon discover, 100 quetzals goes a long way, maybe too far.
It's been virtually impossible to purchase anything with a 100 quetzal bill.
They always seem upset when you hand them 100.
If I know I need to make some smaller purchases in the afternoon, the morning, I'll get something really random from a large store so I can break my change down.
The lack of change is an inconvenience for tourists, but it's also a business problem for Guatemalans and for other Central and South Americans. At a small store in the highland city of Quetzaltenango, owner Elmira Reyes Osario tells me she's lucky if she's got change for 200 quetzal bills, about $26. If she burns through that, she can only make the sale if she knows the customer.
Because some people come and they want their change right away, and I can't give them change at that moment. So they leave and I don't get to sell anything. People who live here and we know already will come back later for their change.
At this street market, most vendors grimace when you hand them 100. But they'll run around the market until they find another merchant who's got enough change, borrowing money if they have to. I asked vendor Blanca Rosa how it works.
It's simply a favor. If I can make change for the bills, I do. But if I don't have it, I can't. But we don't charge each other for the service. It's a favor between friends.
100 quetzals isn't a lot of money, but spending it is a lot of work. In Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.